Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Jesus delivers even from death. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord Himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. What are you afraid of? Your students may share fears about the dark, a scary storm, that monster under the bed, being alone, or a bad dream. But what about you? Not being able to balance all your responsibilities? A looming decision about what's next in life? A raging illness in you or someone you love? Having enough money, time, answers for those around you? Death? Like Jesus' disciples in the days surrounding his death on the cross, we can live with fear even once we know who Jesus is and what he has done. Jesus came to perfectly obey God's law where we could not, and to die the death for sin that we deserved. Our sin separates us from God, and on our own we have no way to remedy that. But thanks be to God, he provides deliverance from sin and death for us in Jesus. Jesus, who not only died to pay the punishment for our sins, but then rose victorious over sin and death on Easter morning. Through faith, we have Jesus' victory as our own. In him, we are delivered from sin, from death, from hell, from guilt, from fear. In Jesus, as our text shares, we can trust and not be afraid. Jesus' resurrection is proof of that. Where sin, regret, and mistakes try to weigh you down, Jesus says they are paid for. They have no claim over you anymore. Where the circumstances of this life lead to worry or exhaustion, Jesus says, I am your strength and your deliverance. Where sickness and death cause fear and alarm, Jesus says, look to me, trust me, because I live, you also will live eternally with me in heaven. Only Jesus has the answer to death, and don't we long for that? To know what comes next, to know that this sin-filled world isn't it. Don't we long for peace, belonging, for love, for forgiveness, for life? In Jesus and him alone, we have it all of it. Because of Jesus' sure and certain resurrection, we can have hope, joy, and contentment despite the fears and concerns that creep into our lives. And we can share that message of hope and deliverance with those around us, in and out of the classroom. Jesus' resurrection literally changes everything. May it change the way you think and live today. We pray. Dear Jesus, you reign over sin and death. Thank you for taking my punishment for sin upon yourself and for rising victorious from the grave. What a reason to celebrate I have this Easter. Help me to live in the peace and forgiveness you freely offer as I look ahead to eternal life in heaven with you. Amen. A question to consider. Reread or memorize the text for today, Isaiah 12, 2. Consider posting it somewhere visible in your home or at work. How can that truth change the way you approach this week? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.